It is April 4th, 2024. It's 9:06 a.m. So today, my equipment should be arriving, hopefully. And yeah, it's supposed to be arriving between now and 10 p.m. That includes my Gator Framework Quick Release microphone clip adapter thingy, my 5/8 to quarter inch, no, 1/8 adapter. I think that's the measure. I can't remember now. And my recorder should be arriving today. So I can't wait. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a very exciting day tomorrow to play around with new things. I'm actually trying a different mic this time around because I'm looking for something a little bit more. I'm trying new things. Just trying new things here for this log because, yeah, I just want to play around and make sure everything's okay, working perfectly. I have more stuff coming in so I can actually do the kit. So I made a decision this morning that I think what I'm going to do is to make it easier for me, especially doing this log and doing future podcasting production I'm doing for the other two. One is going to have two kits. This two kits will be based on what I'm doing that day for recording. If I'm going to be recording on the Your Bookmark podcast, that's going to have a separate bag dedicated just for all the studio mics, the mics I'm using, the cables, all that stuff, and even the mic preamps and all that stuff will be in that box, living in. The only thing that's going to be going back and forth is my recorder. Okay. And the other setup is actually for this log because I really love doing this log. This log is actually, I'm having fun doing this log for me just to open up and talk about things that's what's happening. It's great. That setup will be dedicated just literally just for one mic and a recorder. The mic I'm using right now is my shotgun mic, my Sennheiser MKE 600. It's a good mic. It's not as good as the 416, but it is what it is. Maybe that'll be the next one. But this mic is actually pretty good because it's versatile enough that I can use to pick up ambient noise or talk into the microphone. So before this one, for the past few days, I was actually using my RE50 dynamic microphone. It's a great microphone. It has a very unique sound. So that's why I was playing with that one. So I'm just trying new things. The problem with the shotgun mic, it is a lot bigger. So if I decide to go this route, just a portable one, I'm looking at getting a simple hard shell padded case thing from Gator, possibly, in long enough to fit the microphone and recorder and one cable. So if I go that route, that will be literally like go inside my bag, go out and about, come back, all that good stuff. So I can literally skip one bag, keep my existing bag as is. I can use whatever bag I want. If I'm traveling, it'll be easier. Just bring a laptop and all that stuff to edit. So a lot of things that's happening here. Good thing about this recorder as well too, it has a backup battery power. Just in case something happened to the recorder, I can plug this into a small recorder or to my phone, just put in AA batteries, right? So at least there's a backup. That's why I like using the 600 rather than getting something else, just for that backup purposes, right? So we'll see where this is going to go. I do like the setup. I'm just waiting for my new gear to come in and test it out. It is 1:33 p.m. and I just got back from the outside world. Yes, I went outside for lunch. It was nice to walk. I was thinking about driving, but ending up just walking to a shawarma place and get some groceries for tonight. So it was just nice to walk around and get some heartbeat going and some blood flowing. So it's really nice. If I had a chance, I'll just walk everywhere instead of driving. But unfortunately, I live in the suburbs just outside Toronto. So it's kind of hard for me to just walk to places. I have to drive everywhere. So whatever, it is what it is. But the weather, like I mentioned before, I think it's this morning or yesterday. I can't remember anymore. The weather we have is slightly different from what we normally get at this time because we get this spring storms. That means we get lots of rains, lots of winds. Temperature hovers between +3 to +10 because of the wind chill and the cold rain. It feels like it's a lot colder. You want to wear something warm, but as soon as you go outside, it's just too hot. So you're stuck in between sort of temperature. Like today, when I went outside, I wore my winter jacket and a sweater. I was comfortable, but I was getting hot a bit. I was wearing a scarf and a toque and gloves. I ended up removing and putting on my gloves from the time I left the house, by the time I get to the shawarma place, several times, because when you as soon as you get to a non-wind area, it's really warm, especially if you're being protected by the wind, by something from the wind. So it's very, very warm. But as soon as you walked outside that protection, it gets really cold really fast. So your body just doesn't know how to handle all this because it's just all over the place. So it's just one of those things that we get this once a year. It's normal. So it is what it is. So I got some good news. The equipment that I ordered except one will be coming in today. Yes, today. So according to Amazon, the Portacaster is coming in between now and 4, and the rest of the equipment, the quick release for the mics, microphone stands is coming today as well, and also some adapters will be coming in today as well. So that's working out really well. I kind of like that situation. 2 thumbs up for me. And as soon as that arrives, then I can start playing with that and all good stuff. I did think about more the scenario that I talked about this morning regarding putting everything in a smaller case for just my personal non-big podcast shows that I'm doing, more like a person this log or any potential future shows that I'm the only one to be speaking. I'm looking at just doing everything and putting in one small gator case and just putting my backpack and go, right? So I'm looking at that more and more because I'm just looking over my setup. It's literally a recorder, an XLR cable, a headphone, a microphone, and a microphone stand. And my microphone stand can be packed so small that it just works really well. So I'm looking at that that setup right now. I also looking at getting. I'm not looking at, but I do have a 6-inch like a boom pole for microphones, and I'm thinking about putting, because I bought two of the quick release for the microphones. I bought two of them, so I'm thinking about putting one there and another mic stand, so I can put that in my bag for that one. Because if I end up using a shotgun mic like what I'm using now, if I'm gonna have to do interviews or doing something that I have to do handheld, at least that's ready to go, right? So I'm looking at that right now. There's a lot of things that I already have. I just have to put it together and test it. I think that's the key thing, is to test this whole thing. As soon as I get everything tested, that's even better. At least it's ready to go, right? I think that's the key. But I'm very, very happy with the current setup. I'm glad I streamlined it. And also, if you guys are wondering, I do have a backup microphone. It's actually built into the recorder. So if I need a backup microphone, I can use that in a pinch, in a bind. So there's a lot of things that I'm definitely looking at to make sure everything's working perfectly. Yeah, so as soon as I arrive around 4 o'clock, hopefully earlier, they're pretty good about coming in earlier. And I'll see if I can unbox it while I'm doing my login and let you guys know what I think. First look and first hold. It is 4:20 p.m. So everything showed up. Everything literally just showed up about 30 minutes ago. So I got the recorder, I have the mounting quick release, all that stuff. Everything is already set up. The only thing I'm waiting for is a shock mount for the shotgun mic, for the Sennheiser MKE-600. But everything's here. Everything showed up. I ended up not recording my first impression of the packaging. You know, it's like unboxing through podcasts. So first thoughts, let's start with the Gator Works. I really like this product. There's other products out there that does something similar. Ryko has one. Gator has one. And I think there's other companies that actually has it too. But the Gator one's actually, it's designed a little bit more ruggedly. It's designed to be while you're touring. So it was designed to be banged about and like tossed in the case and all that stuff. That's why I like using them. Plus it's a lot hardier built. I did put one into my 6-inch boom pole. It makes the whole thing a lot top heavier, especially when I put the mic on it. But it will do exactly what I want it to do. So I can put my microphone at the other end with the connection and actually use that as a boom arm. So the microphone's away from the person's face, so it's a little bit more... it's not as intrusive when doing interviews and all that good stuff. I also have, because I have a spare DJI stand for their gimbal, and you can still buy them. They're pretty good. I really like them. I ended up putting the Gator quick release on top of it and the microphone. If this can hold my RE320, it's a big heavy microphone and it's very stable, and I swear by it, man, it works really, really well. I love using that thing, using this thing, because it holds the weight very well. It's distributed. It doesn't, when you unfold the legs, it's not heavy at all. It doesn't make it high enough, but it's perfect height if you're sitting on a standardized table. So that's why I like using the setup itself. Plus, it's small and lightweight, so you can literally use this as a boom arm as well too. But the only problem with this thing is it's not well balanced compared to the one I have right now. It's pretty well balanced. Plus, the handle itself actually has some padding in it, so it will help. It will help in the gripping side of it, especially. Long periods of time holding it. It has a little padding on it. If you guys are wondering how is it easy to remove, actually it's pretty hard. As soon as you put weight in it or some type of weight in it, it's actually harder to remove the quick release. So you have to physically push it down and unlock it, then you can pull out the mic. So I don't see in any issues this thing gonna be falling out or anything like that. So I'm pretty happy with that. So the only thing that I'm missing is the shock mount from the shotgun mic, but overall it's pretty good. I have an old I have an old SD card here. It's Extreme, I believe. I'm testing it right now. It says I have 30 hours of record time for 120 gigs. So that's fine. That works for me. If I have that much time to record, I don't record past. The longest I can record, longest I have recorded without any issues was 32-bit for 3 days. And they're roughly, it's a total of 12 hours worth of recording. So I have enough space in those cards to use. I do have a spare one here. I'm going to put it back in my other recorder. It works really well. For it is what it is. It works. I have no issues with it. So I'm gonna play with this for the next couple of days. Get to know it. Learn how to use it. After that, I will start using that to record thing. One thing that I do want to test out is the mix minus function. Based on what I've seen, based on the research I have seen so far, the mix minus works in a way that it literally just, I gotta test it. How I understand the manual, so as soon as you engage it, nothing will come back out through the two channel going into it. So let's see how it works. But when you do record something to, if you use this as a interface, theoretically, you have all six channels going into the recording, including the built-in including the microphones itself. Without the microphones, it's 4 in, 2 out. Looks like. It doesn't really say in the manual. I have to confirm. I think that's how it actually works. So I'll learn more about this later on. Again, I have like the whole weekend to play with this. Yeah, it's kind of one quirky thing. When I put the SD card in, I try to format it. It will not let me format it. I have to turn off the recorder, turn it back on again. That's when I engage the SD card so I can format it from there. So it does not like removing and put it back in. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play with this. Then after that, I'm going to do a proper... I'm not going to do a full review on this product because everyone does the review already. You can actually go to YouTube and find reviews. But the one thing that I do want to talk about as a podcaster is... especially if I have a remote person at the other end to do the recording, what's the workflow is. And I noticed already that if you're in a podcast app, you have mix minus, but if you go to the manual mode, you do not have mix minus. The reason why I'm looking at the manual app for this without the mix minus is very annoying because of one thing. In the mix minus in the podcast, you theoretically only have 4 channels to use. The last 2 channels theoretically gets eaten by the sound pad. I'm trying to figure out how to disable the sound pad to give me the other 2 channels. So in other words, I can do 4 channels of external microphone going into the recorder, right? It will be nice to have the other 2 as a replace the 2 stereo microphones, replace it with a USB. That will be ideal for the podcasting. I was hoping that they will have that functionality in the manual app or in the manual mode, so I can turn on the USB. Now I have an option to switch the other 2 channels to USB and turn the mix minus on. That will be nice. Unfortunately, it will not let me do that. Plus, if I do need to use a mix minus, I do have to switch one of the channels into a USB. So the USB is coming in. That makes sense 100%. But in the manual mode, it will not even let me. So that's a little disappointing. I knew going through it, there's some quirky on the mix minus side of it. Hopefully, they fix that in the firmware. It would be nice if this unit can replace my Procaster 2. For portability, I can leave my podcaster at home in my studio itself. But when I'm going away or doing anything remotely, it would be nice to actually have the Tascam to do about 80% of what this does. What does the Rodecaster does? That would be great. That would be ultimate. But unfortunately, we don't live in that world, so I'm stuck with it. I'm trying to figure out a workaround for this. So, in recap, all 4 microphones, if I'm not doing USB, works perfectly. If I need to use this with USB, I lose 2 channels automatically, and it's very, very annoying. Too bad I can't do 4 microphones plus USB. So I'm going to do is I'm going to tag Rode, going to tag Tascam on this log to see if they can get back to me, because I really, really want them to get back to me in this one, because it's very, very important for podcasters actually using their products, and this works perfectly to work exactly the way they want it to work. And as for digital company, for digital record like this, and firmware is available to do firmware updates, they should provide that update to make it that work the way it's supposed to work. So I'm going to keep playing with this. I'm going to keep testing, and I'll let you guys know tonight or tomorrow how this works out. Because it is already 4:30, and I'm going to call it a day and put my feet up. It's 5:12 p.m., and so a couple of things just happened for the past half hour here. One, let's talk about the recorder here. I think everyone wants to know what's going on here. So I have everything up and running now. Everything's being tested. I did a quick test. One thing that I do want to double check is the USB thing. USB is kind of important for podcasters. So I need to test this to make sure it works. I'm going to hold my judgment until I got everything tested. But there's quirks already that I'm kind of like, ooh, I'm hoping they'll fix this in a future firmware update. Okay, that's one. Second one just happened half an hour ago. There was a leak in one of the hallways because I live in a condo. There's a leak in one of the hallways. They did an emergency shut off water in the building. The only thing that's running right now is hot water. That's going to be running out soon. So here's the funny thing. Well, it's not a funny thing, but it's a tragic thing. We received an email a few days ago regarding a lawsuit happened to one of the condominiums here, just down the street from here. And the lawsuit is the condominium board has a deductible of $50,000. The problem with the pipe bursting or leakage to the unit is coming from a unit itself. The Supreme Court of Ontario just made a ruling that it is the responsibility of the owners of the condo or apartment that they own. Is their responsibility to pay for the deductible to fix the leak. So it's kind of funny though, because if you walk around our condo for the past few days since that email came out, everyone's been talking about leakage of pipes within their units. And yeah, so after that happened, it's kind of like, oh, there's a leak in the common corridor. So that means the board, the condo association, collectively have to pay for the deductible to get that fixed. Awesome. That's just perfect. That's just a great icing on the cake today. Overall, I was just having a good day. But since that happened, I'm like, oh, that sucks. And the good thing about this is I have time now to figure out to play around the recorder. The bad thing about it is I'm supposed to cook dinner tonight. It's a very good dinner. Now I can't do it because there's no water. And Marco's ready to go outside because he just got to the bathroom. So yeah, Marco's looking to go outside for his walk now. So yeah, I just want to share that little tidbit. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a very interesting day.